Let's recite the Quran.
وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ حِجَابًا مَسْتُورًا.
الْقُرْآنُ نُورٌ وَبَيَانٌ. الْقُرْآنُ هَدْيُ الْإِيمَانِ. الْقُرْآنُ مِسْكُ الْخِتَامِ.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم my dear brothers and sisters in faith who are listening to IRIB English Radio welcome to the program let's recite the Quran in this program we recite the noble verses of the Quran and we talk about the tajweed points in those verses. In this studio, I'm joined by three honorable students, Brother Ahmed, Brother Mustafa, and Brother Murtaza. Assalamu alaikum, brothers.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Okay, we were continuing the story of Prophet Musa in Surah Al-Qasas. We were reciting Surah Al-Qasas. And the last verse that we recited was verse 37 of this surah. So Prophet Musa, he went to Pharaoh and he showed him the miracles, but he did not believe. He said that this is magic, this is sorcery. And he said that what you are saying, we have not heard it before other than in the previous generations. وَمَا سَمِعْنَا بِهَذَا فِي آبَائِنَا الْأَوَّلِينَ We have never heard of such things that you're saying, that we have to worship one God and what have you. But then Musa said, My Lord is more knowing than we or you of who has come with guidance from him and to whom will be succession in the home. عَقِبَةُ الدَّارِ Indeed, wrongdoers do not succeed. And inshallah, in this episode of Let's Recite the Quran, we're going to recite verses 38 and onwards of this surah, Surah Al-Qasas, starting with Brother Ahmed.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وقال فرعون يا أيها الملأ ما علمت لكم من إله غيري
وقال فرعون يا أيها الملأ ما علمت لكم من إله غيري
لكم من إله غيري ذا غنة
right. لكم من إله غيري
فأوقد لي يا هامان على الطين فاجعل لي صرحا
فأوقد لي يا هامان على الطين فاجعل لي صرحا
فاجعل لي صرحا لعلي أطلع إلى إله موسى
فاجعل لي صرحا لعلي أطلع إلى إله موسى
وإني لأظنه من الكاذبين
وإني لأظنه من الكاذبين
Very good, brother. Yeah, so be careful with the ghunnas, like in lakum min ilahin ghayri. And another thing is that your recitation has to be, the speed has to be steady. It shouldn't change, okay? That's one thing, is if it's murattal, it's like the speed is, we have a steady speed. It's somewhat fast, it's not too slow, like in mujawwad. And the number of vowel counts, the duration of the vowel counts have to be the same. So if you have a fatha that has a specific duration, all of your fathas have to have the same duration.
Correct.
Same with the long vowels, okay? Two vowel counts has to be double the sound of a fatha, okay? Very good, brother. That was excellent.
وقال فرعون يا أيها الملأ ما علمت لكم من إله غيري فأوقد لي يا هامان على الطين فاجعل لي صرحا لعلي أطلع إلى إله موسى وإني لأظنه من الكاذبين.
And Pharaoh said, O eminent ones, I have not known you to have a god other than me. Then ignite for me, O Haman, a fire upon the clay, and make for me a tower that I may look at the God of Moses. And indeed, I do think he is among the liars.
Okay, the next person is going to be Brother Murtaza.
وَاسْتَكْبَرَ هُوَ وَجُنُودُهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ
وَاسْتَكْبَرَ هُوَ وَجُنُودُهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ
وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا يُرْجَعُونَ
وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا يُرْجَعُونَ
Very good, Brother Murtala. One thing I'd like to advise you is that I recommend that you listen to the recitation of Murattal by like a really good reciter and then recite along with him. This really helps with your recitation, with your reading of the Quran. Because like sometimes, like when you're reading the Quran, you stumble, okay? So that's, you can improve on this by listening to a recitation of Murattal, the Tartil, and at the same time, reciting along with that reciter. If you do that, then your recitation and your reading of the Quran will improve greatly.
وَاسْتَكْبَرَ هُوَ وَجُنُودُهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا يُرْجَعُونَ
And he was arrogant, he and his soldiers, in the land without right, and they thought that they would not be returned to us.
Thank you very much, Brother Murtala, and now Brother Mustafa.
Yes.
فَأَخَذْنَاهُ وَجُنُودَهُ فَنَبَذْنَاهُمْ فِي الْيَمِّ
فَأَخَذْنَاهُ وَجُنُودَهُ فَنَبَذْنَاهُمْ فِي الْيَمِّ
فَانْظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الظَّالِمِينَ
فَانْظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الظَّالِمِينَ
Okay, very good, Brother Mustafa. Your recitation is wonderful. It's very good. Now, one thing that I've mentioned before as well is that I said that the letters that are not letters of Qalqala, remember the letters of Qalqala?
Qutubjet,
yeah. They should not be, you know, read with qalqala. You should not apply qalqala on them, to them. Okay? So, if we say, فَأَخَذْنَاهُ The ذَل has sukun. Is it a letter of qalqala?
No.
No, it's not. So, we shouldn't say, فَأَخَذْنَاهُ أَخَذْنَاهُ is incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
فَنَبَذْنَاهُمْ is another one. فَانْظُرَ Is that correct?
What, can you say it again?
فَانْظُرَ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الظَّالِمِينَ
I think so. No.
No, it's not. فَانْظُرَ كيف كان عاقبة الظالمين. راء is a little difficult to do, like to pronounce without قلغلة. Like automatically you want to apply قلغلة راء, right?
Yeah.
فانظر كيف. You have to hold it a little bit in its place of articulation before releasing it. فانظر كيف كان عاقبة الظالمين. You want to try it out again, Brother Mustafa? فانظر.
Okay. فانظر كيف كان عاقبة الظالمين.
You have to hold it a little longer.
فانظر كيف كان عاقبة الظالمين.
Yes, that was better. That was much better. Okay. It requires a lot of practice, okay? Learning tajweed, just like everything else, requires a great deal of practice. And you should not expect yourself to learn the rules of tajweed in one session with your teacher even. Okay, you have to practice, practice, and practice.
فأخذناه وجنوده فنبذناهم في اليم فانظر كيف كان عاقبة الظالمين.
So we took him and his soldiers and threw them into the sea. So see how was the end of the wrongdoers.
Okay, so what's happening right now in the story of Prophet Musa and Pharaoh? Pharaoh said, O eminent ones, I have not known you to have a god other than me. Then ignite for me, O Haman, a fire upon the clay, and make for me a tower that I may look at the God of Moses, and indeed I do think he is among the liars. So Pharaoh thinks that the God of Moses is just, you know, like a physical god, like he thinks he's like, it's like himself, like a human being. He doesn't know that God is spiritual and cannot be seen or felt with, like, you know, with physical, with your hands, or with, or you cannot be seen or heard with your eyes, or with heard with your ears. Okay, he doesn't know that. And then the verse says, وَاسْتَكْبَرَ هُوَ وَجُنُودُهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا يُرْجَعُونَ. And the Pharaoh, he was arrogant, he and his soldiers in the land without right, and they thought that they would not be returned to us. So we took him and his soldiers and threw them into the sea. So see how was the end of the wrongdoers. So we see that Pharaoh, at the end, he was destroyed by Allah by being drowned in the sea. This is what Allah does to the wrongdoers. He destroys them. Even right now in the world, we have many wrongdoers in the world. These people, they won't last. These people, they have a really, like, short term. And once that term is finished, there'll be no more. They'll be destroyed. Thank you very much, dear brothers and sisters, for listening to this episode of Let's Recite the Quran. And thank you, Brother Ahmed, Brother Murtaza, and Brother Mustafa. And until next time, I leave you in the care and protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان يا هو القرآن.